An anti-terrorism court on Friday convicted and sentenced 11 accused to various jail terms and fines in cases related to the violence on May 9, 2023, over charges of attacking the Ramna police station, attacking policemen, setting properties on fire, and spreading terrorism. The convicted men include PTI member of the National Assembly Abdul Latif and former member of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Assembly MPA Wasirzada Kailashi. After the verdict, four convicts were arrested from the court premises, while warrants were issued against seven others. The four arrested convicts were Muhammad Akram, Mira Khan, Shazeb, and Sohail Khan. Warrants were issued against Abdul Latif, Wasirzada Kailashi, Zaryab Khan, Samuel Robert, Abdul Bosit, Shan Ali, and Muhammad Yusuf. ATC Judge Tahir Abbas Sipra delivered the verdict, stating that the accused attacked the Ramna police station and opened fire, pelted stones, and tried to kill the policeman. The accused also set fire to motorcycles. The court said that the accused were sentenced to 10 years in prison and a fine of 200,000 rupees each for terrorism, 5 years in prison and a fine of 50,000 rupees each for attempting to kill police officials, 4 years in prison and a fine of 40,000 rupees each for burning motorcycles. Another 4 year prison term and a fine of 40,000 rupees each were awarded for burning the police station, 3 months in prison for interfering in police work, and 1 month in prison for violating Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. May 9th cases refer to the violent attacks on state installations in 2023 following the arrest of PTI founder Imran Khan over corruption charges. Several people were arrested in these cases, which were tried and convicted by military courts as well as ATCs in different cities. Meanwhile, ATCs across the country have been hearing more cases. In April, a three-member bench of the Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Yahya Afridi, ordered the ATCs to decide on the May 9th cases within 4 months. Of those, 14 cases of the Lahore district were pending in two ATCs in the Punjab capital, which are being heard in Kot Lakhpet Central Jail on a daily basis. However, an ATC judge said that the unavailability of case records was creating hurdles for the court in meeting the Supreme Court's deadline. ATC Administrative Judge Manzur Ali Gill wrote to Punjab Prosecutor General Syed Farhad Ali Shah, pointing out that police records were not available to the deputy prosecutor conducting the trial because of one reason or another. The judge said that he brought the matter to the notice of the prosecution office for taking necessary actions for recording as many witnesses as possible on each date of hearing. Otherwise, the court would proceed as per law. It has been noted that most of the May 9th cases were adjourned owing to the unavailability of the records of the cases. On each date, police officials informed the courts that the records of the cases were available with the Supreme Court.